Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. Brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful Miami Shores. Dan Day back at the Intercom Studios. The Nose on the other side of my camera, because it wouldn't be the other side of the glass at this point. My other side of my
what
camera.
What is with this music? I feel like I'm at a rave right now.
Just give it a second.
There's a guy called Fortet. A song called Baby.
Running back for the Bears, Fortet. Yeah, he was pretty good a couple years ago.
Matt Forte was great.
Right. Oh, man, that's good stuff there. All right, the crew is here. We got to get to your text messages. We got to get to the sniff test as well. Text in right now. You can fill it up, 305-567-0560. But we do need to get here to the sniff test. We didn't even get to half the observations. If we have some time here without the
I
know it happens sometimes. Welcome to radio. That's what radio is all about.
I'm 12, here for
12
it.
Pages all of notes, and you never get to page two at that point. All right, let's get to a couple positions like we always do: the quarterbacks, the running backs, and the wide receivers that Nose loves this week. That is the sniff test. So let's start with that quarterback position. Give me a couple that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Believe it or not, I love Nick Mullins from the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
Yes. Who loves them some second half dirty fantasy points last week? He is your guy versus New Orleans this week in New Orleans. You know New Orleans is going to score. So does that mean Nick Mullins to my boy,
Brandon Ayuk?
It should be a very good second half for that guy right there. So, Nick Mullins is a player who's not afraid to sling it. So if you have a player that is on bye right now, if you have a Matt Ryan or Pat Mahomes, let me tell you something. Do not fear the Nick Mullins. I love to pick him up and start him for a bye week. We've discussed it a few times, and I think that Carson Wentz is going to have a great game against a very anemic Giants secondary. This is a very, believe it or not, for the NFC East, this is a huge game for Philadelphia. If they can win this game, they have a big edge on that wonderful division. So he should have a very good game. And last but not least, I can't believe I'm recommending him because I literally despise him, but Nick Foles.
Wow.
Monday Night Football at home going against the Vikings, who are 28th against the pass. So this is good news for, and they don't have a running back right now. So if you're a David Montgomery owner, I don't know if you knew or not, it looks like he's going to miss the game, which means like Cordell Patterson, the old school Vol legend, is going to be their running back, who's really a wide receiver. All of this means is that they're going to spread the ball out, and Foles is going to throw the ball quite a bit. Should have a great game against, again, a very bad Vikings defense. So those are my quarterbacks.
We get some Allen Robinson numbers on
that's,
that.
That's coming up. Nice tease.
Oh, no. I didn't even see him on the list. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. Nick Mullins, Carson Wentz, and Nick Foles, a couple of the quarterbacks that passed the sniff test this week. Let's move to that running back position. Give me a couple running backs you love this week that passed the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Wait your turn.
I'm not a radio guy.
I know.
Kareem Hunt. Yes. We've discussed it a few times, and here he is again. With Chubby coming back, it still doesn't matter. He's a must-start against an awful rush defense in Houston. I think he gets 100 yards total with a touchdown or even maybe two. So Kareem Hunt owners, feel free to start him. Don't think twice about it. he's a great start, even with Chubb coming back. I really like Antonio Gibson this week against the Lions, who are at least the third, what I think the third worst rush defense in the entire league. Been miserable all year. Gibson's really good on first and second downs. I know McKissick gets it on the third down, but Gibson is a must start. And last but not least, even if Kenyon Drake comes back, and that's about 50-50 right now, I still like Chase Edmonds. I still believe in Chase Edmonds, and I think he's going to have a really good game against the Bills this weekend. Expect over 100 yards and a touchdown from Chase as well.
All right, Kareem Hunt, Antonio Gibson, and Chase Edmonds, a couple of the running backs that the Nose likes this week that pass the sniff test. Let's move to the wide receiver position. Nosey, give me a couple. I'm going to actually call you Noses Malone. Noses Malone, give me a couple you love from that wide receiver position that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
All right. Antonio Brown, I'm going to the well.
Wow.
Yes. Not a good game last week, but, you know, listen, Brady had a bad game, but what do goats do? We're going back to it. They bounce back, and he is going to bounce back, and he's going to get his roommate, AB, more into that offense this week. A lot of people are saying, do I start him? Do I not start him? It's Antonio Brown I'm talking about. And the answer is this week, I expect them to have a touchdown. I really believe that. So Antonio Brown is a player. Again, four teams on a bye, a lot of weapons out there. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Tyreek. And all of the Dallas guys who, that's another story. But my point is that there are spots available. And Antonio Brown, if he's on your bench and you need to start him, I'm giving you the green light. You stole my thunder, Allen Robinson, Monday Night Football. I'm expecting 8 receptions, over 100 yards, and a touchdown. We all know it. I love his talent. And finally, I believe on Monday Night Football, an owner just like yourself should get the satisfaction he deserves. You guys deserve, because he's had a very hot and cold season.
Right.
And last but not least, I'm going to the well. I'm going deep. I'm going with Jalen Reagor of the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, we're talking about some leagues are really deep. They start 3 or 4 wide receivers. And yes, Folgham or Folgy or whatever we call him.
Folgham, yeah.
You know, should lead the team. But this Jalen Reagor, he's fire. He can fly flat out. And he has been a part of their offense when he's been healthy. So if you're low on options, give Reagor a shot.
All right. And, you know, you're going to make Miami Mondo very happy about that one, picking any kind of Eagles in that one as well. Wide receivers are past the sniff test. Antonio Brown, Allen Robinson, and Jalen Reagor. All right, so if we have a bunch of players that pass the sniff test, we got to have a bunch of players that fail the sniff test as well. Let's start with that quarterback position. Nosey, give me a couple that you don't like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
You're on point, Daniel Day, because yes. I was about to just jump in there, but you're quick. Like ninja. All right. So Matthew Stafford versus the Skins is a terrible matchup for him, and he's slightly concussed. We don't know if he's going to play yet, but if he does get the green light, I don't recommend starting him. I don't love Ryan Tannehill tonight. He's been phenomenal, and I know if he's your quarterback and your best option, yes, I get it. But right now, the Colts are the third best against the pass in the entire NFL. Really good defense. I expect this to be a lot of Derrick Henry tonight. So Ryan Tannehill is a player that if you have better options or other options that are tasty, I would go away from him. And if you're starting Daniel Jones against Philadelphia, man, I don't know how you're making the playoffs. So it's one of those things where it could get really ugly against Danny Dimes. Do not start him. I don't care how many good quarterbacks are on a bye. Well, there's only two of them, Matt Ryan and Mahomes. But right. Do not start Daniel Jones nonetheless.
Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Matt Stafford, quarterbacks that fail the sniff test. Let's move to that running back position. Give me a couple of running backs you don't like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Do not start Jamichael Hasty, because if you did last week, you really want to kick yourself. And I did. I think I got me 2.5 points, and I lost by 2 points in the league. So I am it is a bad taste in the nose's mouth and my nose. The Saints don't give up many yards against the run. It is impossible to predict the San Francisco 49ers running back carousel, if you would. If anybody, I prefer McKinnon, and I do not like Hasty. Put him on your bench. It's just a bad start. We learned today that Darrell Henderson is practicing, And so therefore, he's going to play this weekend. So Malcolm Brown is a player that I do not like. He was leaning towards a guy that people, if you're in a fab league, you paid a lot of money for him in the free agency wire this week. Well, bad money spent because it looks like he is not going to be the starter this week. So bench Malcolm Brown. And last but not least, I'm sorry to all the U fans out there, but DJ Dallas is in that same game against the Rams. And if Carson is out, I still don't recommend any Seattle running backs because they're going against that amazing Aaron Donald and that defensive line for the Rams that's real solid. So DJ Dallas has gotten some dirty, but very, you know, skilled but dirty touchdowns because they were on the 1 or 2 yard lines. I would not bet on that happening again this week.
All right, DJ Dallas, Malcolm Brown, and Jermichael Tasty, the running backs that failed the sniff test. Let's get to the wide receiver position. Give me a couple of wide receivers you do not like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Do not start Darius Slayton. I made that mistake last week in a league or two, and it will not happen again going against that Philly defense. Simply put, he gets open a lot, but Danny Dimes can't find him the ball. So therefore, do not start Darius Slayton until he has himself a better game or a better matchup, I should say. I do not like Corey Davis tonight. He is not a recommended play against the Indianapolis Colts. A.J. Brown is really the star there, and he is a star when healthy. Corey Davis, fourth overall pick by the Titans a few years ago, not looking so good. And do not start any Lions wide receivers unless their name is Kenny Galladay and they are fully blowing. They are fully playing. That's it. That's the advice. Do not start any Lions wide receivers unless their name is Kenny.
All right, so that's it right there for the wide receivers that fail the sniff test. No Lion wide receivers unless it's Galladay, Corey Davis, Darius Slayton. All fail the sniff test for the wide receiver position. Let me check the text machine real quickly, get to a couple more texts here before we get to the big segment, the last segment here on the show. Someone said, I have Stafford, but he's ticking me off. Should I get Carr, Goff, or Locke? Should I start Carr, Goff, or Locke? Do not think twice
about this. This is the easiest advice I've given on the show in 10 weeks. Start Goff. That's it. Start Goff. Period.
Need one flex, full PPR, T. Higgins, Kareem Hunt, Alan Lazard.
Kareem Hunt, no questions. Love him.
PPR, Richie James, Anthony Miller. I almost thought that was a fake text at first, yeah.
No, Richie James was the dude last week for San Francisco that absolutely went crazy. And now if he had half the stats he had last week, if he had 25% of the stats he had last week, he'd be better than Anthony Miller. Definitely go with Richie James. Let's see if – I love Nick Mullins. No reason why Richie James can't be the beneficiary because Deebo Samuel looks to be out, and that's who he – you know, he takes his place. So that's right. – I'm going with Richie James over Anthony Miller.
All right, so we got Thursday Night Football coming up after us tonight right here on 560 The Joe. You'll have the Colts and the Titans pregame show right after us as well. That's an 8:20 kickoff. Weird observation that we talked about a little bit before the show today about the 1 and 4 o'clock games coming up here on Sunday, Nose. Explain to the world what you were thinking, or what you told me about at least. I didn't even notice it between the ones and the fours. Normally, the 1 o'clock games are stacked up. There's a whole bunch of them. Then there's like 2, maybe 3, 4 o'clock games. Looks to be a little opposite this week, huh?
I am blown away. I don't think in forever or ever I have seen this, that there are more 4 o'clock games than there are 1 o'clock games. Wow. I mean, maybe there's somebody smarter out there that could text us why this is. But I do some quick math, and it looks like there's 5 1 o'clock games and 6 4 o'clock games.
Wow.
Very interesting and unheard of.
Right.
I don't know, and I don't know if I like it either, because that 1 o'clock, when you have all those games and all that action, it is like my brain is spinning, and in the best of ways. And then you could slow it down and breathe a little easier for those 4 o'clock games. But no, we're going to 5 in the 1 o'clocks and 6. And let me tell you, fantasy-wise, there's a lot more players in the 4 o'clocks that are going to be starting on teams than the 1 o'clock. So very, very, very interesting. I have no idea why. And if somebody knows why there's more 4 o'clock games than 1 o'clock games, please let me know. I'm completely perplexed.
They switched one game. I forgot what game it was. They moved one game from 1 to 4 earlier this week or right at the end of last week. I'm not sure which game was switched. But, man, only to have 3 1 o'clock games is really weird. at this point. So it's just it's crazy what's going on here with the scheduling, but who knows? All right, listen, we got one more segment left. We got a lot to get to. Tight end pick of the week, nose pick of the week, and your text to finish up the show here. So load them up, 305-567-0560. That is the text line. We'll take a break. This is Zach and the Nose's Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We're back after this to wrap things up.
Miami Dolphins games are heard only here on The Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.